I know the Hungarian version of economy.
What?
Monopoly.
Yeah, the Hungarian version of Monopoly. Yeah. Now, we have a part Hungarian with us at the moment, Erica. Of course, Alex over here, you're half Hungarian, am I right?
I am, yes.
Yes, you are.
Really?
Yes, he's absolutely. Say something Hungarian to Alex, see if he can understand it. Say something Hungarian to him, go on.
You're not what?
What?
You're not what?
Two rights.
I don't know.
Okay, the Hungarian version of Monopoly.
Because obviously, when Hungary was the first country, they didn't even have Monopoly.
Yeah.
We had this a game called Economize Wisely.
It was called Economize Wisely.
It's sort of sharp, isn't it?
Snappy old handle. It was called Economize Wisely.
And you couldn't buy a hotel, or you know, you couldn't buy a big property. You could buy a flat.
And then there's 6 months waiting list in the game for that. You sit in the game and it says 6 months waiting list. You have a flat. Wow.
I'm trying to push the message of the proletariat the whole time.
Do you still have it?
No.
I would love Economize Wisely.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, got a year? Let's play Economize Wisely. And what kind of things were in Economize Wisely?
Well, you could buy a flat, and like Hoover, television, radio in your flat. And in the corner, the corner appeared the most interesting things, because if you entered, you could collect your salary in one of them. In the other corner, you could win a holiday in a trade union hotel.
Was there a waiting list to get into the jail? Was there a get out of jail? Perhaps not, I'm too dark about this, but was there... You didn't have get out of jail for you had midnight knocks and just disappeared from the game. Wow. If I'd have thought, if somebody told me this, Erica, obviously you're genuine here, I'd have thought they were making it up.
No, really, and, you know, we have Monopoly now, but only the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But before it was
But you played this as a child, did you?
Sorry?
You played this as a child?
Yeah.
Well, Economize Wisely. This is superb. Well, thank you very much indeed, Erica, for that, because I would not have believed it, Alison.
No, it's fantastic, isn't it?